It was mentioned at the beginning of the Mass that today we're talking about wheat and wheat. It happens that the weeds are growing alongside the food we need, that is the wheat. And it is obvious that each farmer expects to see some good yield, bumper harvest. So the farmer will do everything possible to ensure that the crops are free of weeds. So the question now is, when do we make a judgment on a case? On the case of the weeds and the wheat, when do we make a judgment? When do we separate the weeds from the wheat? Is it at the beginning, in the middle, or in the end? And which will be the best time so that our judgment will be a good judgment? Essentially, it is important to make a conclusion at the proper time. If you make a conclusion when you needn't have to make that conclusion, it will be a mistake on your part because you don't have all the information, the beginning, the midpoint, and the end. At some point, the farmer will gather the weeds that he doesn't need, to burn them or to throw them away, while we gather the wheat into the granary. And here it is the kingdom of God. The separation process is needed because nothing impure can enter the Father's kingdom. In the same way, nothing worse can go into the granary of the farmer. He doesn't need it. Are there people who are nothing but weeds and impurity? This is a big question. That decision is critical, and we have to leave it to God to do it. We cannot make that decision. That there are some people who are nothing but weeds and impurity. It is not in our place to make that move. It is left only to God. We read in the first reading that God exercises perfect justice in his unlimited might. Yet, this same might permits God to govern with leniency, to govern with protection, and to govern with kindness. His might is unlimited, but look at what God is doing. He understands when and where to be lenient, when and where to protect, and when and where to be kind. It is hard, brothers and sisters, to distinguish between those in the kingdom and those out of the kingdom. Can we do that? It is difficult. One may appear to be good, but in the end, it may not be the case, and vice versa. Many a time, we are much too quick to classify people and even label them into good people and bad people without knowing all the facts. Perhaps we did a classification just at the beginning of what we understood, or in the middle, without waiting to see what pertains in the end. So we have made a classification, but it's a wrong classification. If the workers, the laborers, had been asked to go and uproot the weeds, I'm sure something will have happened to the wheat that we need. So they were not allowed to do that. There will be judgment in the end on me, on you, on him, on her. There will be judgment in the end on a person. Not by any single act or stage in the person's life, but by his whole life. So the judgment is not about the beginning of the person's life, midlife, and the end point. The judgment will be on the whole person. Judgment, as it were, cannot come until the end. No one who sees only a part of a thing can judge the whole. And no one who sees only a part of a person can judge the whole person. You don't know everything, so you cannot judge the whole person. That is why the owner of the field said, "Wait, let us get to the end, and then we can do the right thing." Humanly speaking, it seems that in this life, many a time, the sinner seems to escape the consequences. Somebody does something very bad, but he will escape the consequences. And we may even convict an innocent person. But what we're saying here is that, irrespective of the smartness of the person, of the sinner, there is still judgment to come. Go anywhere. Run to any place because you are smart, dodging the consequences. One day, judgment will catch you. The only person that's with the right to judge is not me, it's not you, it's not him, but God. God is the only one who has the right to judge. It is God alone who can discern the good and the bad. He alone sees the whole, all of a person, all his or her life. Let us look at what happened to the woman caught in adultery, brought before Jesus by his accusers. When this woman was brought before Jesus, Jesus started writing on the floor. And what the accusers saw was that it was like a screen. And they saw their names and the sins they committed just some hours ago. The same day, those same accusers had committed something greater than what the woman was found in. So your name will be there and your sin will be against your name. So when they saw it, they started moving away. They started going, beginning with the leaders. So who is free? Why not wait before you have all the information, before you do something? You are in a more serious situation. Something more mess. Some more messy. And you are engaged in somebody's little mistake. So, since yours may be more messy than his or hers, take your time. Be careful. Don't rush. One thing I have observed reading the Bible about Jesus is that he never actually judged anybody. You may go back to your scriptures and read about Jesus. He never judged anybody, but he challenged the situation. Jesus himself never judged. He rather challenged the situation for you to change. So he told this woman, if they are not accusing you, even though they are your accusers, but at this point, they are not judging you. If they are not judging you, I will not judge you. Look at how beautiful it is. Kindness, leniency, protection. If they are not judging you, I am not going to judge you. But go and do not sin again. Go and do not sin again. Brothers and sisters, there is need to not judge at all. That in the end, there comes the judgment of God. There comes the judgment of God.